Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, and our monthly update in Ag History. Dr. Vail, obviously here in November, we just celebrated Veterans Day, and let's talk a little bit about the Great Plains agriculture and how that contributed to World War II, especially with the farm mobilization.
Well, that's right. There's a lot to commemorate this month, and part of my process of never forgetting what our veterans have done is to remember the historical connections of agriculture and rural places to conflicts like World War II. And one of the significant things that the Great Plains contributed to World War II domestically was the U.S. Crop Corps, and this is basically part of what the federal government was helping with in the domestic front to mobilize for the war effort. And so you had a tremendous amount of experienced farmers and agriculture workers that would normally be working the fields serving in the war. And so the Crop Corps was trying to harness the labor communities at different places in the Great Plains to assist with the effort, especially during harvest time. And so this extended to extension science and service also as part of the mobilization.
Dr. Vail, another aspect of that that people often sometimes unfortunately overlook is that phenomenon of the Women's Land Army.
And that's right. Most of our listeners have probably heard of Rosie the Riveter and the importance of women's roles in World War II, not just in shifting gender perceptions in the culture, but also their active participation in the larger World War II effort from the Allies. And another important part of this is the Women's Land Army, which essentially saw women serving in roles of agriculture, of ranching. They also taught extension science classes at land-grant universities. All of that sort of fits into the rural part of service for women. So not just Rosie the Riveter, but also the Women's Land Army.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly update in agricultural history, joined as always by Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney. Dr. Vail, many of our listeners can remember the Victory Farms and the gardens that they all used on their own land during that World War II era.
That's absolutely right, and I just like to say that these other two pieces of like the Crop Corps and the Women's Land Army, all that helped encourage local neighborhoods and households to have their own victory gardens, but also people who own much larger acreages of land throughout the Great Plains, they kind of considered what they were doing on their farms as victory farms, and not only did that directly influence the war effort and a season of rationing, but it also began to teach sort of a localized knowledge of agriculture, especially for communities in cities. People who may have not have grown up on farms, they started learning in a mini way, sort of a miniature way, what agriculture was all about.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What's occurred this month in agricultural history?
Well, along similar lines, we need to go back to November 1942, which is almost a year after the attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, and Secretary of Agriculture during this era, Claude Wickard, issued a rationing order for all farm machinery and farmers to reuse farm implements, basically a reuse and repair order so that farmers and ranchers, encouraging them to work on their own implements instead of sending them to the shop. And what this would do, sort of build on a local regional precedent that was already going on, farmers already doing this, ranchers already doing this, that would encourage local farm fabrication and repair that would continue to inform rural places throughout the post-war era.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, joining us once again for our monthly update in Ag History. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett's.